Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
This show is going to be nice and easy, okay? Welcome to Spiritual Shock. I am Lyric Lamour. So I'm just doing this show because I just wanted to say real quick, like, you don't realize how powerful you really are until you are under the weather and not feeling good, dizziness and everything, and you still acting like you ain't even sick. Okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm recording this today. I didn't post the episode this week. I was under the weather, but I feel a little better today. Still kind of under the weather, but you know, we claim healing and feeling good all day, every day. And you know what I'm saying? And you know, I actually haven't been feeling good since Friday afternoon, and I actually on Saturday morning was feeling a hot mess. But you know, you couldn't tell if you see me. You couldn't tell. You sure couldn't. No, I haven't been feeling good for real. But I just be acting like I'm not sick. That's you know how they say faith. You don't do nothing without faith. I literally be acting like I'm not sick unless it's like really bad. But I have been sleeping. I usually take naps all the time, but I really been sleeping. Like I wake up and I go to sleep. Then I wake up and then I go to sleep. And then I stay up really late and then I go to sleep. But I just want to say that, you know, it makes me think of being sick but not tired. Because I really be under the weather. I'm still under the weather even now, but I be acting like I ain't. And, you know, I really just be using my energy and my strength to just act like I feel good. You know, I haven't been feeling that great, and I still went to the movies with my friends and everything. I still be just moving because I'm sick but not tired. And sick but not tired means to me, just feeling like this under the weather, this dizziness, this headaches and all this stuff, a stuffy nose and sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And all that crap is taking a nap and still just getting up and still just going and moving around like you ain't really sick and still going out and eating and getting groceries and just moving around like you ain't a little, you know, dizzy and all that stuff, a little headache, a little head cold and all that stuff. Sick, but not tired, still moving. You know, and it just, I don't know, it just hit me right when I was listening to my affirmations, motivational speaking, and my good vibe songs, as I always do. And it's like, you know what's so interesting about life? That you can be sick, but not tired. Sometimes we always say sick and tired, but sometimes you can be sick, but not tired, okay? Because you cannot feel good, and life can be bad and rough, and everything could seem to be going wrong, but it's just this faith that nobody can't break. It's just this knowing that can't be unknown. It's just this hope in the midst of the storm that you finally found, and people try to take it, but they can't, and they won't. It's just this driving you to continue doing what you do. It's this motivation, self-talk that is no longer a put down or hurt and confusion, but of prosperity and dreams coming true and manifestations. And you just know where you're going. So even though you can be sick, you are not tired. Even though you may take a rest because your body is sick, but you wake up and you still go. Yeah, you know, me being sick and going through this weekend and still going like I ain't not feeling good and all that stuff just made me realize, you know, this is a great example of what life is, how you can just feel bad and how life can be bad. Like I really don't feel that great, but I make sure that hope and faith and healing is still there. Like, even though I'm sick, I'm still calling on healing. I'm not focused on the sickness. I'm like, I'm healed. You know, it's kind of like life. Even though things is going wrong and even though it seems bad and you can feel bad, you can still move. Okay? That's a blessing. If you got 2 feet, arms, and you can still, and you still breathing and that heart beating, you can still move. Okay? kind of remind me of Michael Jordan time when they said he was really sick, and then he was still playing the basketball game even though he was sick, because he may be sick, but he's not tired. To me, tired means depth in this situation. So if you're still alive, you know what I'm saying, that means you ain't tired. Okay, your soul ain't weary. We like to say we tired. I even say it sometimes too. But in this situation, I'm gonna take this with a spiritual level. Okay, you may be uncomfortable. You may not feel so great. You may be sick, but you are not tired. You are still here, and you are still breathing. So live, why don't you? Live, why don't you? Okay. With this headache and this stuffy nose and this dizziness I've been feeling all weekend, and just uncomfortable, and my body just being like going to sleep, like, okay, we need to heal. Let's sleep. Let's take another nap. Okay. All right. And then I'll be feeling good. And then I'll be like watching TV, and it's like, all right, let's go to bed. Let's take another nap. I'll be really just moving around like it's just any other day. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, it just made me realize that, you know, you can do all things. Lucky for me, I can make situations work out for me, for me to be comfortable, and you know, and stuff like that. Some people don't have that choice. Some people don't have a job with good benefits or anything like that. Some people have to work weekends, okay? And some people don't know how they're going to pay their bills and all that stuff. So they might have to do a little bit more to you. But even if you have to do a little bit more than what I'm doing, because this is how I've been blessed now, okay? Hey, got to make sure I say that. This is how I've been blessed now. This is, you know, because back in the day, I ain't had no good job with benefits. It was very hard for me to find a job for years. Get a job and they'll fire me, especially when I was in my racist old state and town and all that stuff. It was hard. This right here is a blessing in itself. So just because it's good now don't mean it's always been like this, where I'm able to be comfortable or I didn't have to work weekends and, you know, all that stuff. So I had to work fast foods and do jobs and labor ready and all that stuff. I done all of that and couldn't find a job for years and all that stuff. I've been through all that too. So you ain't saying nothing but a word, though. I don't want to hear it, but you know, I've been there. I know how that is. I just worked and kept going because I was sick and, oh yes, but not tired, and I kept going, okay? And this right here, what I'm doing, even this regular 9-to-5 job, what I'm doing right now, is not always and forever, you know what I'm saying? Because I got things I got to do out here, okay? I got stuff I need to do out here, you know what I'm saying? We use the internet as the source right now, but the internet will not always be the source. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to manifest up my spiritual tribe, the right people and all that stuff right there to get things cracking. But until then, I'm going to continue doing my podcast and continue doing, you know, stuff on lives and videos and chats and stuff to motivate people to know that, hey, I'm here for you, to get people to think. You know what I'm saying? To get people to realize their power, to get people to realize the God in them. And like I said, and hopefully, I hope within 10 years, but I don't know when, have this law of attraction class that's going to be unlike any law of attraction class that has ever been created. And hopefully it'll be going on and on and on and on, even after I die, and other people can do it, because law of attraction is going to be always and forever. That's just the foundation of the world. And if you know how to do that, man, you'll have a good and great life. And I have really been learning about law of attraction. I've been really learning. The spirit has really, really been guiding me and all that stuff. And I can see in just the minute things of how we're attracting the wrong thing, or even my own personal life, or how I see other people. And like, oh, I'm starting to see law of attraction way bigger than what I was even taught. And hopefully I can get this as a class, because that's like a big goal for me, to make up this law of attraction class that's just going to benefit everybody eventually, hopefully. But you know, I'm manifesting that up even when I'm not feeling good. Hey, but yes, so I just want to remind people, while I'm feeling a little bit under the weather during this whole weekend and all this stuff, is, you know, that you can be sick and not tired, okay? Tired is death in this language, okay? And the spiritual connection, the way I'm talking from the spirit, tired means death. And if you ain't dead, that means you ain't tired because you're still living. That means you still got work to do, okay? So you may be sick and that may be, you may be going through. Hey, hallelujah, okay? And times may be hard, but it ain't over, okay? It ain't over, okay? And even though you sick and tired, okay, well, let's just say sick is tired in this situation means death, okay? Okay, even though you sick and not feeling good or bad things happening to you, your enemies attacking you, everybody seem like you by yourself, all this drama, all this pain, and all this hurt seem to be in the way, and you ain't gonna never seem to get through it. You gotta keep on moving, okay? You gotta keep on going, okay? Because life don't stop for nobody, okay? I don't want to say we all, but I have experienced a loved one, like my mom who died and everything. And when my mom died, the world didn't stop. The job was still going. People were still driving to work, okay? Time was still a ticking, okay? And I was still breathing and the heart was still beating. So life don't stop, girl. So you may be sick, but you ain't tired. You ain't dead, all right? You ain't dead. And don't call the suicide prevention hotline if you're thinking about suicide or anything. Don't take yourself off the map because you might be taking the greatest gift that the world has provided to the world itself, okay? Suicide is not the way. Even I know stuff can be so messed up. I'm trying to keep this clean. I was about to say drop some F-bombs, okay? Stuff can be so messed up for people and they give up because the pain is too strong and nobody's helping them out. And that's because everybody looking for somebody to help them out. The only one that can truly help is yourself and you getting your mind right and your life straight. Do not take yourself off the map, okay? Don't try to kill yourself because you never know what's going to happen, okay? You never know what's going to happen. Some of the greatest people that you admire had suicidal thoughts and probably even attempted suicide and did not die. And they are grateful right now that they did not die because not only are they living their dreams, they are changing life. They are motivating others to not die or kill themselves or anything like that. You just never know. Okay, you never know how great you're going to be until you try for greatness, okay? Despite what's going on around you, okay? Despite your environment, despite how you raised, you would never know how great you are until you thrive and go for greatness yourself, all right? So you may be sick, but don't you ever get tired, okay? Don't you ever get tired when you're going to take yourself off the map and kill yourself. Okay, call the suicide prevention hotline if you need to. Matter of fact, while I'm doing this, let me Google the suicidal prevention hotline so I can go ahead and give you the number just in case you listening and you made it this far. Because if you made it this far, that means you wanted some help. You like what I was saying or whatever it is. Good. The Suicide Prevention Hotline. There we go. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. 24 hours a day. English and Spanish. 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Because, you know, not everybody got somebody to talk to and not everybody want to talk to, you know, not everybody want to talk to certain people, okay, about that stuff. And sometimes, you know, we all need somebody to talk us through. So don't forget, you can call that line. Don't take yourself off this map. I bet some of the best people that could have changed this life could have been another great, inspiring leader, person that changed somebody's life and made them want to live. They probably took themselves off the map. We already know they did. Somebody and committed suicide and the world needed them to live to change things, okay? But they took themselves off the map. Don't be one of them people. Don't be one of them people, okay? I know life is hard. I've been through a lot myself, okay? Been through a whole lot myself. You know what I'm saying? And I tried to commit suicide before too. So I was talking about myself too, okay? You know what I'm saying? But I'm still here and my purpose is to motivate, okay? To change people's mindset so they can change their life, okay? And if I would have took my life, I wouldn't have known my goal. It took me a long time to know what I really want to do in this life. It took me a long time because I thought that I wanted to do something before, but then it wasn't happening. I was like, why didn't it happen? And it took me a few years, but I was like, oh, it wasn't happening because that wasn't my dream. That was a dream that I wanted to be accepted by other people for. But now, thank you. I have found my dream and my purpose. So anybody, especially like women and stuff that been in relationships or been divorced and they don't know who they are and they in their 40s and they in their 50s, it don't matter. It is people. That's why I like listening to motivational speakers and life changers like me, because they know the real people, because I don't be in everything. Like, especially like Gary Vee, he talk about people that didn't get rich until they was 50 and 60 years old. I didn't get their business or their dream. He actually meets these people and say, this person didn't get their dream until they was 60 years old, and they're still able to experience a rich and abundant life. 60 and 70 and 80, you still got time. Okay, you still got time. That's what I learned from Gary Vee. Gary Vee really taught me that, because he actually in there with business people and with people with money. Gary Vee really helped me with that, like not being so rushing, like take your time. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to listen to the right people, okay? That's why you got to listen to the right people and know the people that's talking about what they know, what they talking about, okay? Like, he know what he's talking about. He around that stuff, and he try to tell you, okay? Slow down, okay? It's okay. There's a long life, okay? Gary Vee can tell you people that's 80 years old that didn't get rich until they was 50 and 60, and they're still enjoying their abundant life, and they not sick and they healthy, because that was their gift. That was their divine timing, okay? So just trust it, okay? It's crazy that me being sick made me think of this, okay? But yes, that's what I got from me being sick, and that's why I'm here to change your mindset, because I got to do it just like everybody else, okay? I may be sick, but I'm not tired, okay? Unless the sickness is just taking you down so much where you just got to lay down. I have been that sick where I couldn't act like I wasn't sick. I had to just lay down, okay, pop some pills and cough and sneeze and have a headache and be that sick. I'm not that sick this weekend, but you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I be trying to go and move around and try not to act like I'm sick until my body just like, you know, we need the rest, okay? Like rest. Like, no, like rest. Because a lot of times you get sick because your body just need the rest, because you just always thinking, your mind is always rolling. So your body gets sick so you can lay your butt down and sleep most of the time and don't have your brain running all crazy because you're too sick and you got to take this medicine and be knocked out all day, you know? Sometimes your mind be running too much and your brain and your body still be tired, trust me, okay? But anyway, I just wanted y'all to know that. So forget all that bad times and all the rough stuff and all the sickness. Think about your healing, your dreams manifested, and the life that you want. Is just wake up every day thriving for that, believing in that, being grateful for that, and watch your mind change. Watch how your life changes, because what you think is what you speak. What you speak is who you become, and what your surroundings will be, because it is you. It is you. It is you. Okay? You are God. You are the manifester. You are the creator and the created. You are the yin and the yang, the up and the down, the left and the right. Okay? You are the devil. You are joy. You are pain. You are light. You are darkness. You are death. You are everything. Okay? So you need to decide today and tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that and the day after that until your last breath what it is that you want to create. And it may take some time, but everything in divine timing will show you that you are on the right track, all right? So, life may be tough and rough, and you may be sick, but you are not tired. You are breathing for a reason. Your heart is beating for a reason. The blood is running through your veins for a reason. It ain't over until that last breath, baby. And even then, that's just the body that dies. The spirit, who you really are, is forever. Get into it. Anyway, I'm Lyric Lamar. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. Tell your friends, tell your family, share it, whatever. Like it or not, I don't care. I'm doing it for me because this is my life and this is my dream. I hope you enjoyed it. All right. And as I end most of my podcasts, I would like to say, when people are in their deathbeds, they ain't complaining about what they did try. They are complaining about what they didn't try. So, to keep you from complaining in death, why don't you try for a change, okay? Instead of talking about, you don't want to be in your deathbed. I should have did this and I did that. Because just trying means something, okay? Those in their deathbeds ain't complaining about what they did try. They complain about what they didn't try, okay? Even if it don't succeed, trying is everything, all right? Lyric Lamar, Spiritual Shock. I love y'all. I'm out. Bye.